شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار
توست. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المبين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in his holy book, do not think, do not even fathom the idea that those who have been killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord being sustained. Back in the February of 2000, I had decided to go on a trip, which was a ziyarat to visit the Shaheed Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz Rahmatullah Alayh. And this ziyarah commenced in Maryland. So many of us, I was in New York, we went to Maryland to hear a conference, and it completed with visiting Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz in New York at his grave. The organization who established this type of ziyarah was named Al-Mizan. And what they wanted to do was pay tribute on a yearly basis to recognize the struggles of Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz. So myself at that time had just been a newly follower, acceptor, embracer of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam, and here I was going to visit the late Shaheed Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz. So as I went to this conference, there were many African-American Shias, but there were also Sunnis and other people who attended. So this is my first time getting to see people from around the East Coast visiting in Maryland and hearing different speeches. I met a brother who had just come from the Hausa and studied and completed his 5 years of study in the Hausa in Iran in Qom. And then we had also had a sister who was giving a speech. She had studied about 9 years in the Hausa. This is back in 2000, she gave that speech. And what is very interesting is that many of us do not recognize the impact that Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz had on African Americans and oppressed people around the world. And we have many people who are continually buying his autobiography to understand what led him to the light, how did he see the light before his Shahada. You know, the impact that he had was so powerful that even during the revolution in Iran in 1984, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, he had issued a stamp of Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a stamp to be used, and this was to commemorate and promote the Universal Day of Struggle Against Race Discrimination. During his time as well, Imam Khomeini had an office established to handle human rights violations and so forth of oppressed people around the world. These were some of the things that were sparked because of the struggle of African Americans in the United States. So during this presentation at the conference, there was a brother who said, you know, given the character of Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, given the sincerity, if you read his autobiography, you'll see that he had sincerity. He really wanted the truth. And that's why he would change once he discovered something new that he didn't know before. Given his character, given his humility, given his ikhlas, that had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him alive to study about Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, he would have embraced the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. And it's very interesting, but it shouldn't really be a surprise, but it's very interesting that we saw just less than a decade later, his grandson, Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz, accept the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. So when we look at the situation in which he came into our lives, many of us witnessed him, got to meet him, and it was very interesting to see, you know, the grandson, the only surviving heir of Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz, to actually come to the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. This was a blessing for all of us, and we got to meet him and so forth. Many of you heard him speak about how he came towards that school. So Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz had a legacy. Thank you. So Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz had a legacy to live up to. His grandfather played a very powerful role to work on the struggle of poor, oppressed people. One of the things that he left as a legacy was that he was not interested solely in trying to gain civil rights for people, but rather human rights for people all around the world. This is very important because it would have implicated those individuals or those organizations who were intent upon oppressing people of the world. But if we focus on it internationally, then we could solve the problem for the whole world, not just domestically here in the United States. We also find out with regards to human rights, there's a book that's called Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention by Bruce Perry. The author stated, Malcolm, meaning Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz, rahmatullahi, also changed the discourse and politics of race internationally. During a period when many African-American leaders were preoccupied with efforts to change federal and state policies about race relations, Malcolm saw that for the domestic struggle for civil rights to succeed, it had to be expanded into an international campaign for human rights. The United Nations, not the US Congress, for the White House, had to be the central forum. So Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz had a very powerful impact with his work, and many people started to come towards a form of real Islam. And so many people, mainly of African-American origin, were coming to Al-Islam and leaving the Nation of Islam organization. But we also see that the Islamic Revolution's impact helped to bring a lot of these, or a portion of these individuals, to come towards the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. And so at this conference, we saw that many people had benefited from the Islamic Revolution. There were many things that Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz, rahmatullahi alayh, had that he saw in his grandfather's legacy that he wanted to fulfill. He was trying to find a way to do it. And this is very important because before his coming to Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wassalatu wassalam, he was still trying to find his way. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله العلي العظيم. And we have a report from Imam Sadiq, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said, نحن حبل الله الذي قال واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. That Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam are the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is commanding, اعتصموا, hold firm to that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not divide yourselves. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And so Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz, rahmatullahi alayh, was able to hold the best handhold, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. And he had very big ideas. He was going to take much of the legacy of his grandfather and try to now apply it to the school of Ahlul Bayt and how they would implement that legacy. Because remember, as I said before, Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz had the characteristics of trying to find truth and haq and accept it wherever it may be. So his grandson also wanted to do the same thing. He wanted to focus his discourse to the inner cities, to the youth who were being caught out there, African-American youth, Hispanic-American youth, to try to bring them to the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. He wanted to do a social program. He had a lot of ideas in his mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him to be guided by Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. You know, he went to Syria to study for 1 year, came back, wanted to do some more work. The Islamic Republic of Iran wanted to host him because they know his legacy. The Islamic Republic of Iran knew the legacy of Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. They knew the legacy. And that's why I said Imam Khomeini had, in 1984, a stamp issued in honor of Al-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz because he was a symbol of revolution. And Imam Khomeini was a symbol of revolution. He was an activist. Imam Khomeini was an activist. He didn't sit behind just doing dhikr. He was out on the streets. He was out there pushing the community towards the right path. So he was a beacon of light for all the people around the world. And that's why he is well respected amongst the circles of resistance, amongst the circles of change, and real change, inshallah. So unfortunately, due to circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed for Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz, and I should say Shaheed Al-Hajj Malcolm Shabazz, to have Shahada. But I do think that despite his Shahada, we in the school of Ahlul Bayt have been able to benefit from his presence, have been able to find out more about the struggles here in America because of our interaction with him. And that Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wasalam chose him to be part of them. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين.